From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A day after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweeted this morning North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of Palestinians demonstrating at the Gaza border were injured by Israeli gunfire and tear gas Friday. Most of the protesters kept their distance and remained about 800 meters from the fence. However, dozens of youth advanced to about 300 meters from the fence, burned tires in one area. The protests have been going on since March 30th. Pakistan rejected Friday U.S. assertions American diplomats in the country are being mistreated. This as relations between the two uneasy allies in the war on terrorism continue to deteriorate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised the issue Wednesday about the treatment of U.S. diplomats serving in Pakistan during a Senate panel hearing. When asked about Pompeo's assertions at his weekly news conference Friday, however, Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal said they haven't received any complaints from the U.S. We have much more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.